That's just good protocol.
Yeah, so, I think we had this covered, but I just want to make sure that any handouts get put into the record.
Yes. Okay. Add into it. And any PowerPoint presentations are done would be accompanied by a handout to go into public record.
Yeah. But you're being very generous if you allow someone to set up a PowerPoint for a 3-minute talk.
How much thinking?
Because it's going to take a long concept. I would just say no PowerPoints.
Well, the only thing I would say about that is because sometimes, you know, a photograph tells a million words. Sometimes somebody may want to show a few photographs.
I would let them show a few photographs, hand it out in a handout. Setting up a PowerPoint takes time away from the committee.
Well, if it was a pre-approved item,
if it's
something.
If it's on the agenda, then they can.
Yeah, if it's on the agenda, that's different. That's an item that you discuss. I'm just specifically talking the public comments.
Okay. Well, then that's a matter of you controlling it through pre-approval. Anybody wants to do that, whether or not it'd be appropriate to do it.
Okay.
So you're moving the public comments down to after airport update?
That's just where I was headed with it. Was 11B or 12. Okay, and then because that's right before meeting schedule and next meeting date. So we'll move public comments down between 11 and 12. Let me see if I can summarize what we said here. We're allowing for public comment 3 minutes. The county has agreed to buy a timer for the meeting.
Sure.
Otherwise, I got to give them 4 because I don't know where in the 7:06 minute that is.
Sure.
Egg timers are cheap. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-minute egg timer.
That's what council uses.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want anybody to accuse me of buying a substandard clock.
Well, and then as the person approaches the podium, you're going to pick it up, see it, turn it upside down, and that's going to unnerve them to begin with.
Okay. All right, so we're looking for a preferred 3-minute time clock. Must be pertinent to the committee and within the jurisdiction of this committee.
Yes.
Other than verbal presentations, must be pre-approved by the chairman.
And copies.
Getting into that. Other than verbal has to be pre-approved. Again, we're talking to public comments. You're not limiting their content of their speech. If someone comes up under public comment and they have written down something that you see before they speak, because that's going to be handed to you, you're going to see their name and what they want to speak about. And you determine right then when you look, okay, that's something that's within our jurisdiction. It's about the airport. You may speak. If they want to give you a handout at that time, they can do it. If someone wants to come in with a slide presentation, then obviously that's going to take longer. And maybe that's something you need to know about and actually put on the agenda, not public comment.
So I'm trying to figure out how I differentiate that in this summary so that Susan can put that in the minutes clearly.
Just stick to public comments. Your rules on public comments will be 3 minutes. You must sign in, must state a topic that is within the purview and jurisdiction of this committee. And any written handouts that are passed out have to be in sufficient numbers for all members of the committee.
Plus one for the record.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got that, Susan?
Yep.
And then pass that as a motion. And after that, make sure it's in the minutes this time. And at the bottom of your sign-in sheet, put what the rules are.
And anything so greater?
Can you generate a form?
I can share the council's form with you. Since we're using about the same version,
right.
I can share the council's form and
Susan.
Okay.
And then anything greater than that needs to be requested to put on the agenda.
Yeah, or and what happened, one of the board members might hear a legitimate issue that someone brings up. And then that board member can ask the chair, said, I would like this placed on the agenda at a future time, because at that point you can discuss it. Remember, public comments are only listed as public comments on the agenda that gets posted to the public. So you can't, as members, start a discussion concerning the public comments because that's not been properly posted